Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, we're waiting for other people to join us right now. It's just you and I that are on the call.
Okay, all right. I know Miss P and Buddha and Dawn and Bennett, they're getting ready to meet Vaughn at Ride a Rucker to discuss some things.
Okay.
So I know they're going to be tired. They meet him at 11 o'clock, so I know they're on their way to meet Ron. Our little grandchild. That's our pocket to it. So they're going, I know they definitely, they're so glad Ron found it in his heart to let them be a part, you know what I mean? Part of the service and everything.
Okay.
So they're going to discuss everything. They're going to ride a rucker and they'll discuss it.
Oh, good. Oh, because Ron kind of overseeing everything?
Yeah, he's really overseeing. Yeah. Overseeing,
good.
So he just making sure everything is all right and in order. And he said, he just wanted to do it the way his mama wanted it to be. And he know without them included in the plan, and they say so, he said it wasn't right. So he wanted to make things right. You know, I just commend him for that.
Excellent.
They stayed on that last night frying fish and shrimp yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going to be going back over there today, frying fish and shrimp. Diane came one night. I spoke to your mama, too. And
okay, so they'll be over there again tonight.
Yeah, they'll be over there this evening. Yeah, we're trying to get there. They're getting the fish and the shrimp up. So it's exciting. Everybody just, so much been going on. Us as a family.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you must got something for all of us. Maybe I always have, there's something that showed me years ago that our family is going to be a major part of the changing of this world. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Having the devil to do something. And I think because from the way we were raised, from how deep our alien ancestor was, so deep in the Word of God.
And see, that's why they need to be on the phone so you can share that kind of stuff with them.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about. You talk to them first and then I'll just pray, but that should encourage them and give them a mind to push forward and expect change and expect, good things in spite of all of the things that are happening right now, just knowing that God is with us. Yeah.
And regardless of what, it's what we want to accept it or not. It's them.
Mm-hmm.
It's them. Whether we want to do it or not, or accept it or not, but it's very deep enough because I can see some of the posts that some of them make, and I just said, y'all don't know, y'all are leaders. Lord has chosen y'all to lead, but y'all just don't know it yet. Even though some of you joke, some of them, I just tear the way that God, y'all are leaders. We that peculiar family. And I've been, when I first played that in Hebrews back in 1998, and I was like, we that special, we that blessed
man.
Man,
I'm telling
you. Yes, who's this that joined the call?
We're talking to
who's this?
This is Gloria.
Hey, cuz, praise the Lord.
Hey, mama,
yeah.
We're still waiting to see if we're going to get a few more people to join in so then Jimmy can get started just giving us a word of encouragement as a family. He's such an encourager,
mm-hmm.
And I told him I think it's good that they hear from him because he has such a good vision for our family. Sometimes you just need that person who really sees all the good in the midst of adversity to encourage you. So,
Right. That's what I feel about him, too. That's why I always call and talk to him,
because
he lift you up.
Yeah.
He lift you up. He helped lift you up and keep you be so down and stuff. He have a good word, some encouragement. He really, really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought I was the only one feeling like that. Everybody has their role in the family, and that is his, you know. And the blessing is he accepts it, because sometimes you can have the role and don't accept it. And the other greater thing is we accept him in it, because sometimes you can have that role and people push you away, but we listen to him. You know, and that's a blessing. I really do.
Yeah, because he called me and he talked to me and I listened. And then I read what he said. Now, he helped me so much through what I was going through. His words of encouragement, like you said.
Yeah. Amen. We're a blessed family. You know, it's inside of all of us. And it don't. Sometimes it takes people a while to find their gifts and talents, but you better believe it's in us. I know it's in us.
We all got different ways how we go about it, but it's in us. Everybody had a talent. We're born with it. It's just left up to them to, like you say, to do it, accept it, find it, but it's there.
But I really believe God's going to use us to bless the world. I know God's going to use us to bless the world. He's going to use our family,
amen.
Our whole big old family.
Our whole big family. Show me prayer, because there's some evil going on right now. But we wouldn't even think it'll be like this with all these passing, but they is on a rampage.
Yeah. And that's why he wanted to do this prayer. Jimmy, you don't want to, we can hold on for a second. You want to see if you can text or call a couple of people right quick. You need.
Yeah, let me see if you can do it.
Yeah, because I just don't happen to see it on Facebook. I was scrolling through Facebook, and then I saw it, and then I said, let me write something down. And then I said, let me call this number, because I know I need it. Have they calling me with all this negative stuff, what they got going on in the family? Nobody else can hear us, can they?
Nobody's on the phone but us, though.
Oh, okay.
But
I want. Oh, okay.
I want, you know, some negative stuff going on.
Yeah.
But we're gonna talk about that because we want people to let it go.
That's what I've been telling them this morning. I told them that yesterday.
Told you.
Okay, cool. Let me see if anybody else got back on with us. Okay, I see somebody else. Who's this on the call with us? Somebody else is on. Who's this? Who's this?
You can hear.
They didn't say anything yet.
No.
Anybody else called in?
I see one.
Hello?
Yeah, I see one number on them. I'm not sure who it is.
You
see
what now?
I see one new person on there. I'm not sure who it is. Who else is on it? Tell us who's on the call with us. Bam, who is that on the call with us?
Rosa.
Oh, Rosa. Hey, Rosa.
Rosa M.A.P. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. So, because I can get you started with whoever's on.
Okay.
I hear the music in the background. So the person that's got the music, if you want to just mute your phone, because you may be riding with somebody or something, if you just mute your phone, that way you can still hear us, but we won't hear your background.
Yeah, they probably rolled them in P.
And so we are on here today, of course. We know we have a lot of things that are going on in the family, and we're going to do some praying, but Jimmy and I are on here to do this together because we want Jimmy just to speak to us. I think it's so good, as I was saying a few moments ago, to have that person in the family that really sees our potential and see what we can be as a whole. And we just want to let him give us some words of encouragement, how he see our family growth, and hopefully we can grow from these words and just move forward. So we're going to let him share a few words, and then I'll just come in and pray for us. And when he finishes, what I'm going to do is pause and see if there are any particular prayer requests before I start to pray. But we're going to turn it over to Jimmy right now.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Love y'all.
Good morning.
God is good. You know, this particular what we're trying to do is, you know, it ain't about me, it ain't about cousin, none of it. It's about God, and it's about bringing our family together as one. Praying for our family together as one, because we really standing in need of prayer right now. So much, as y'all know, so much been going on. How these deaths of God have been calling, you know, our early home. And well, sometimes we tend to be selfish, and I know we the type of family, we got fighters. We got warriors in our family, and they fight and hold on, and they hold on for our sake. Sometimes we got to understand they got to let go. You know, they got to let go and do what's best for them and go live with their father. You know, we're a special family. We're a family, and the only way we can get through this is we be together. We have to keep faith and trust in God, and we got to stick together. We got to learn how to forgive and love and how we treat one another. We got to do a better job. We got to do a better job, man. We got to get closer to God, especially myself. We all fall short. We all fall short of glory. But, you know, we just have to keep on keeping on. God has been so good to our family. And though I know this lost a lot of us so much emptiness and pain and loneliness inside and hurt inside because of the loss of our losing all our loved ones. I mean, we really lost. We lost a group. You know, but God is still there through it out. God is still good, and he's giving us strength. And sometimes we feel like we can't take that next step. But some kind of way we able to do it. Sometimes we feel like we just can't make it. But some kind of way we still doing it, it's all because there ain't nobody but God. You know, his mercies and his grace and his love and his compassion for us. You know, it's just so much we as a family have been through, and you know, so much at a time we continue to endure, but we have to do a better job of reaching out to one another. And you know, that's a big problem we have in our family. Our communication level has improved. We have to improve calling and talking to one another and checking on each other. You know, I just wanted to say a few words. And one thing I have to pass this on is all throughout our generation, all our families have made sure that we knew each other. Now it's our time to step up and make sure that our children know each other. Because we'll be failing if they don't. I consider it as a failure if they don't know each other. So we have to sometimes put ourselves to the side and sacrifice. And I just wanted to say God is good and I love all of you. And we just have to keep on making it. Just keep passing the word. And we got to learn how to forgive. We come from a stubborn family also. We come from a blessed family. We come from a stubborn family. You know, humbleness and humility. And we the type of family that we only take so much. You know, we don't go out looking for trouble. You know, one thing, trouble don't last always. You know, we may endure for a night, but that joy gonna come once again. And I think our elders will really be overjoyed if we can learn how to come together and live and treat each other as a family.
Mm.
Go ahead on them.
Amen. Amen. I think those were some wonderful words, and they are well received. And I think the other thing we have to pay attention to is these were our matriarchs and patriarchs that we are losing right now, and it's positioning those of us like Mama Dog, myself, Jimmy, and the others who are in that generation right now to get ready to take. We got to take the baton, and we have to make sure that we understand that we have to be ready, and we have to try to build up the places where the enemy is trying to get in and bring separation and bring confusion. Mm-hmm. So we can't echo it. We have to stop it. When it hits us, it has to stop. When we hear about it, we have to find a way to build each other up and encourage each other. Mm-hmm. Encourage each other. Encourage each other to be strong in God and strong in love. And of course, it takes us, first of all, having to deal with our own issues. So it is a blessing. Just like today, everybody may not be on. This may be the first few, and we're not going to stop until we get more people on.
Amen.
Until we start to build together, because we got to build together in the spirit. So we count this a blessing just for those of us who are able to join this morning. Because it says, you know, that all we need is two or three gathered in his name, and he'll be in the midst of us. So we believe that he is in the midst. And so we're going to go ahead and pray. But before we pray this morning, I want to see if there's any particular prayer request from anybody that's on the phone this morning.
No. I'm just feeling the same way about everybody so upset and arguing and mad, and I want them to, you know, just like Jimmy said, come together and get along and stop fussing and fighting all the time. Because that we all we got now. We got to be better than this.
And we have to remember, like them days, you know, I often think about how we was when we were younger. We were so close. And you know, it was just unbelievable. The bond that we had, and I think that's what's got us still being able to connect like we're doing right now, is because some of us are remembering those younger days when.
Over there, I said we were so close coming up. We didn't worry about what nobody had, because we all was the same. I say
that's
the
right.
Children now, they hate. No, if one person got this or one person got that, they mad, talking negative. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm glad. I told myself, I'm so glad I wasn't living with y'all. You know, y'all ain't one of my generation, because our generation was better than this. We ain't have all these problems, man, because somebody got this or somebody got that. They this, that. And now it's always so much jealousy. That's their problem. The young ones, they jealous of each other. And I don't even understand
mm-hmm.
why. I'm saying why.
Mm-hmm.
It just don't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much disrespect. It just, and it just, it, the generation has been so much disrespect. I'm talking about
right.
disrespecting to the children, our children. That ain't the way we were raised. We weren't raised
right.
to disrespect our elders. And it is so much disrespect
mm-hmm.
these days. And that ain't
mm-hmm.
the way we were raised. That's not the way we were raised. And
we
got to start back in, start
you
back
know.
Taking control. We got to start
right.
back taking control. That's the bottom line.
That's
because
right.
we can't
right.
allow ourselves to continue to be taught to and how we sacrifice and taught to and treated no any kind of way. You know, we love
mm-hmm.
our children, we love our grandchildren, but it's a certain way they have to carry themselves too. And they have to start
that's
carrying
right.
themselves with respect.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is so right, so right, so right. I say, I remember we it'd be 15 of us almost in one bed. One
yeah.
at the top, the next at the bottom, the next at the top, the next at the bottom.
We laid out,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Laid down.
You go spend night around each other's house, it wasn't no problem.
Yes, I remember loving to come
one
on Juanita's house, and
dad.
All the time Juanita fall asleep, Juanita
yeah.
fall asleep with her food, her face, and her food when she be on.
Uh-huh.
I remember all them good days, all them good
yeah.
days growing up, just coming over there, Mama Dog doing my hair, Audrey doing my hair, just coming
yeah.
over there, just it was just good. You didn't worry about nothing.
Being family, yeah.
Play,
yeah.
Had
yeah,
family, people
it
looking
nothing.
Out
we're
for each
about
other.
Nothing. Nobody wanted.
I know my mama locked that door at 10:30. My mama locked that door at 10:30. I know. And if I went in the house at 10:30, I had to go from Sylvia's house to Juanita's house to Lewis. Because that mama didn't play. They said, okay, you gonna keep hanging out? At the end of the house, we got up Lewis and Lewis. Juanita.
And then they used to go in the house, and they'll sneak and climb out the window upstairs, out the bedroom window.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
They
had,
and Lord, you was there, over there with Uncle Henry Lee when wrestling on.
No,
Lord,
no,
have mercy, you could sit in front of the TV and get whooped with a track if you move.
Yeah.
We had some time. But it was a good time.
Was black and white.
Yeah.
Go and stand
yeah,
and look at
yeah.
each other in the mirror with snot in your nose and tears in your eyes and start
yeah.
laughing. there was
yeah.
a time, yeah. Yeah.
It's all, we always talk about the racetrack. Nobody don't believe we get whooped with the racetrack.
Yeah.
He used to shoot that pocket and diner.
He had a hell of a family.
We were laughing about that the other day.
I wouldn't trade the elderly my family for nothing in this world.
Amen.
I wouldn't trade them because I appreciate their guidance and their strength and their love for us.
Uh-huh. Trying to make
Amen.
Sure we grew all right. Yeah,
so
we didn't know that wasn't come out bad. We wasn't no bad family and stuff.
Not at all.
Like, I'm not here now because we already know what we had to do. But... I don't know. We just got to work.
Be a little bit more sympathetic and being able to see somebody's pain. Because the other thing, like Jimmy said, our family is so strong. We assume people are okay because we all so strong. And then we don't learn how to function. We don't learn how to move through our pain. And for some of us, that's kind of been our downfall to some degree because people don't know how to deal with us because they think we okay. Or they think we don't want to be bothered, or it's just so many thoughts that we have towards each other instead of just reaching out anyway, or instead of just checking on you anyway. A lot of times we won't do that because again, the strength that's in our family, like if we get it from our granddad and in his siblings, I'm not sure where this stuff came from, but all of us got it. It would be one thing if it's just one person, all of us the same way.
That's right. That's right.
All of
that's
us.
Right. You noticed it.
All of us the same way. Yeah. And so we just got to really, you know, I guess push past assuming that people are okay and know that they just like we are. We make it look like we're okay, but we're really not.
Right.
We make it look like we're really strong, but we wouldn't mind you checking on us and telling us you love us and things of that nature. We wouldn't mind hearing a phone call or something. So that's what we have to push past in our mind to think about. Things are not always as they seem. So I want us to go ahead and pray. I ain't going to hold y'all long. I'm going to say a quick prayer.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
All right.
God, we bless you and we just honor you today for what you are doing right now by allowing our family to come together to talk, to remember the good times, God, to reminisce on the things, God, that you've allowed us to experience growing up. God, you've always been present with our family. We believe, Lord, even as Jimmy has said today, that you chose us, that we are chosen people. And you chose us for a particular purpose. And I pray, God, that each and every person start to see what they were created to do, God, and that they'll say yes to it, that they will not be ashamed of it and run from it. We pray, God, that all the generational curses and bondages, God, that has tried to impact our family and stop us from walking in those obedience will be broken off of our lives, and that we'll say yes to it, that we'll get connected to you, God, and connected one to another, that we'll strengthen one another and build each other, God. We thank you right now, Lord, that you are God alone and that our life is in your hand, God. We don't want to do this without you. We need you. And so, Father, I pray even for our loss. There's been so much loss in our family. We've experienced so much. And, Lord, we're just asking you to continue to bless those of us that have lost and those that are hurting. We're praying right now, even as they go to make preparations today for Aunt Lois, God, that you'll be with them, that you'll give them strategy, that you'll show them what to do, God, that everything that's needed financially will be provided. And, Lord, we pray today, Lord, that even as we come together in the spirit of love, God, that there will be so much love and harmony in the midst of us, and that we'll learn how to forgive and let go of issues, whatever is trying to bring separation to us, God, that we'll humble ourselves and beg each other's pardon, God, and ask each other, God, to forgive and God and accept, oh, God, each other's apology, God. I pray for us today, Lord, that the love of God will continue to strengthen us and bring us together even more and more in unity. We thank you for Jimmy today, God, just giving him this heart to want to do this, giving him the mind to want to pray. We ask that you continue to bless him, even, God, as he is working through his own loss, God, that you'll continue, God, to give him favor and victory. I pray for the victory, God, that is in his hands. I thank you, Lord, God, that you're going to continue to word his mouth and, God, give him, cause him to align himself with the right people. I thank you, God, that none of this is lost and none of it has been a waste, God, that you're building his character and you are molding him into the man of God that you created him to be from the foundation of the world. And that he'll continue to open up his mouth, God, and be a vehicle of encouragement. That he'll open up his mouth, God, and just share words, God, that will bring transformation, that will cause us to stand strong. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, have your way in his life, in glorious life, Father. You know all of the losses that she's incurred. You know what she's gone through, Lord. And I thank you that you know her well, God, and that you're with her in those quiet moments when her hearts get heavy and there's nobody else around. But you know what she feels, God. And your word says that you're touched with the feeling of her infirmity. So, God, touch every weak place today. Lord, build every place today. Have your way in every place in her life. Father, watch through. God, work through, move through every situation in our family. And God, we bless you for this right now. We thank you and we consider it to be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God is good. God is good. And we can get that whenever you have a set of time. And that's why I guess why we doing DD so late. But we set a time and we can just, like I said, two or more gather, but we can just keep moving forward to this grow.
We can do it every Saturday at 10:30, so people will know from now on every Saturday at 10:30 because it's early enough before people get outside and it's late enough so that people won't feel like they got to get up out of their sleep to get on the call. So 10:30 is a good time. Mm-hmm. Most people are already up around this time.
Okay.
Even if they went out the night before, they're already up, even if they just cooking. So I think this is a good time. Saturdays at 10:30.
Okay, I mentioned one more time. Is there any kind of way we can, like, I know you be getting off late or whatever, or people go in or whatever, like, at least once once or twice just this week, because you know the funeral coming up, and we're gonna just anytime, any day, once or twice, but it won't be too much, you know, because that's what a lot of our family will be over Lord's house. That way we can, you know, we can just get people on the line and just people that want to, you know, get them in the room, and I mention to them if they want to go to prayer session, to come on in this room.
Okay, sure. I'm gonna try to come by there to tonight too. We can do it in person tonight.
Okay, that's okay. Okay,
tonight,
then
right?
You can just be, Okay, yeah, that'll be a blessing. Yeah. Okay, so love y'all.
I love you too. Love y'all.
Okay. Thank you. I love you.
Okay. All right.
All right. Bye.